Okay, welcome to October 13th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because history is important. You see, one of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just wind up going in circles and repeating mistakes of the past. So yeah, history is important, folks. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and go from there. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice, very nice. And now on to today's headlines. I'll talk about the French and Indian Wars of the Battle of Point Royal, plus James Wallace Black snaps the first aerial selfie, and the Giants beat the Nationals in the longest MLB playoff game ever. All right, so now let's get started. 1710, Siege of Port Royal. Great Britain and the Iroquois v. France and the Wabanaki Confederation, Mi'kmaq and Abenaki. The result, British victory. And the first of what would be many in this area for decades to come. It's been said that America was built out of war. Indeed. The French and Indian Wars certainly taught Europeans of a new style of fighting that they would either have to learn or lose. Here in the New World, military operations such as coalition warfare, with the French and Indians, each with their own operating agendas as well as their own native languages, would be combined with joint operations including naval and land missions. The French had to learn the Native American language as well as their customs. And besides, European wars were generally fought in open fields, instead of the dense forests that were in the New World, going all the way westward and south. Native Americans used the element of surprise and ambush and sniper attacks from rocks and trees and whatever they had. In the Old World, Britain was fighting the Dutch and the French, and those battles carried out to the colonies of the New World. Fighting went on in the Caribbean, Quebec, and New England, and then New Amsterdam became New York after the British seized Manhattan. The French and Indian Wars would be fought from 1754 to 63, but the battle started way back in the late 17th century. In the early days, the French had control over the St. Lawrence Seaway and Great Lakes, down the Mississippi to the Ohio and Missouri rivers. But the British settlers outnumbered the French overall 20-1 and had superior naval power. So they cut off the supply lines from the French at the St. Lawrence River. Port Royal, nowadays Annapolis Royal in Nova Scotia, was part of the French colony of Acadia, which was founded in 1629 by Sir William Alexander's Scottish settlers and renamed Charles Fort. On October 5th, 1710, the conquest of Acadia began when British regulars and provincial forces, commanded by Francis Nicholson, went to battle against the French Acadian garrison and the Wabanaki soldiers, commanded by Daniel Dogger de Subercase, in the first of many battles that would begin the formation of how war would be fought in the American colonies. 1860. James Wallace Black snaps the world's first selfie. Now, Black is actually best known for taking an aerial photo of Boston after the fire of 1872. But way before that, he teamed up with fellow photographer in the making John Whipple in 1845. They used a daguerreotype plate polisher, and that involves a silver copper mirror and a lot of photochemicals I know nothing about. Whipple was actually more interested in a different type of photography, which was the photo shots of outer space from the Harvard College Observatory. Silly man. Black took that shot and reversed it, taking the famous picture of Boston at 2,000 feet on the Queen of the Air, which was a hot air balloon that he borrowed from Samuel King. What might be even more interesting is the fact that Black is originally from Francistown, New Hampshire. And just to be thorough about this story, someone from France supposedly took a picture from 2,200 feet in a hot air balloon of a French village, before Black took his picture. But that picture either never survived, never got developed, or might have been surrendered by whatever country was invading France at the time. And besides, who cares about France? USA! 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 2014. Giants beat the Nationals in the longest playoff baseball game ever. A good game of baseball can sometimes take a while. In 2016, it took about 4.5 hours for the Dodgers and Washington Nationals to slug it out for 9 innings in a National League Division Series Game 5, where the Dodgers would win at National Stadium in DC 4-3. Then again, extra innings certainly aren't unusual. In fact, during the postseason, teams have battled it out through 15 innings more than once. The Mets and the Astros played 16 games in a Game 6 NCLS contest in 1986. Braves and Astros in a Game 4 divisional matchup in 2005. But on this day in 2016, a Game 3 of the NLDS. The Nats up 1-0 top of the ninth. Pablo Sandoval hit a double to tie the game. And no one was going home just yet. No one would score for either team for another 9 innings. This game, which started out at 5:30 p.m. on the 13th of October, wouldn't end until October 14th, just in time for right-handed pitcher Tanner Roark's birthday. And instead of getting a present, Roark gave a huge one in the 18th inning to Brandon Belt, who slugged it out for a home run, winning the game. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for October 13th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Now let me know what you thought about today's program. How about the stuff that's on the website that I didn't talk about today? Like the Navy, for example. Since I do the show in San Diego, as you can imagine, I have a big chunk of listeners who are serving or who have served in the Navy. So to you, I say thank you. Of course, the Marines as well. What about the amazing Colossal Man? Have you ever seen it? What would happen if you combined the DNA of a jellyfish to a human cell? Would you turn into a giant green monster, like my ex-girlfriend? So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. We'll wish a happy birthday to Ike. Plus, since it is Halloween season, Amityville trials begin. Don't miss it. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.